97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. The moratorium on utility disconnections ends tomorrow, April 15th. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is urging electric and natural gas utility customers with outstanding bills to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance today. Residential heating services may be disconnected for non-payment beginning on Wednesday. If you've fallen behind on payments, the PSC recommends contacting your utility to set up a payment plan. If you're having difficulty paying your bills, you may be eligible for assistance from the Department of Administration's Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, or WHEAP. You can apply online at energybenefit.wi.gov or by calling 1-866-HEAT-WIS. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher declares April 12th through the 18th National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. According to the proclamation, the safety of police officers and firefighters is dependent on the quality and accuracy of information obtained from citizens who call the Emergency Communications Center. This first and most critical contact provides the single vital link between emergency responders and those calling for help. This week honors the men and women whose diligence and professionalism keep our city and citizens safe. The Town of Rome camping season begins today and runs through November 30th. Permits are required for any lot without a residence. They are now available for purchase online at romewi.gov, at the Rome Town Hall, or at Rome Outdoors. The town is reintroducing physical placards that must be clearly displayed at your property for the duration of the season. Be sure to have your sanitary permit number and camper license plate number along when you apply for your camping permit. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says he hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol today and work. He wants them to debate his proposal for a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering. The governor made the comments during a stop in New Glarus, though it appears Republican leaders plan to quickly gavel in and out rather than take up the plan. Evers says putting fair maps into the state constitution would strengthen Wisconsin's democracy. The current maps were originally drawn by Evers and later passed by the legislature in 2024, after the state Supreme Court struck down the previous maps. The winter ban on shutting off heat for unpaid utility bills ends tomorrow. Starting Thursday, utilities can disconnect service if bills aren't paid or payment plans aren't set up. If you're behind, contact your utility now to work out a payment arrangement. Help may be available through Wisconsin's Home Energy Assistance Program. To learn more, go online to energybenefit.wi.gov. That's energybenefit.wi.gov. And many have said they're leaving. Now, one says he's staying. Republican State Senator Howard Markline from Spring Grove is running again for the 17th Senate District. He says he wants to continue pushing for balanced budgets, tax cuts, and bipartisan ideas in Madison. Democrats say his leadership has not delivered for schools, hospitals, and working families in southwestern Wisconsin. There are three Democrats running for the seat. The first forum for those primary candidates is Thursday at UW-Platteville. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Christian Yelich is out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at American Family Field, but they'll do it without Christian Yelich. The veteran slugger left in the fifth inning Sunday after suffering tightness in his left hamstring. One report says he could be out a month. Yelich joins a list of other hitters on the IL, including Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
When you're missing some guys, I mean, it's tougher, but we got guys on the way back, and, you know, hopefully, I haven't talked to Yelich, but hopefully, this is kind of what Murph preaches. We're a resilient group, and it's just we got to keep picking each other up.
NBA, the Bucks begin their search for a new head coach to replace Doc Rivers.
The last couple weeks, Doc has started to hint at the idea of no longer continuing as the Bucks head coach, and the Bucks would enjoy having him around the organization, still having him in a role where, you know, he could do some advising or something like that, but Rivers would maybe prefer to take a break.
That's Bucks reporter Eric Nehm with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with a little fog this morning. We will become partly cloudy by later this afternoon with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Our high in the low to mid 70s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.